Hey everyone, we really appreciate you sending in things that catch your eye. And this one definitely did. Feel better faster, the emotional scale for alignment. You sent over quite a bit on this emotional alignment system. So yeah, our mission today is to really dig in, understand the core stuff, what it might offer based just on the website materials you shared.
Exactly. We've got the rundown on their main things. The emotional scale itself, this calibration guide that goes with it, their 8-step process, which sounds interesting.
Yeah.
An AI coaching companion, which is very current. And these things they call resets.
Okay.
Plus, yeah, the extras, reading meditations, member area, a forum, and, the practical stuff like pricing and the terms and conditions. It's quite a lot they're laying out.
It really is. It can be kind of overwhelming trying to piece it all together just from a web page, right?
Totally.
So that's what we're here for, to pull out the important bits, help you get what this system is about, how they say it helps, without getting lost in all the details.
Let's do it.
Okay, so first things first, what's the core problem they're trying to tackle here? What's this system supposedly solving?
Well, they really hit on something I think a lot of people feel sometimes, that sense of being off, They use words like spiraling, foggy, or emotionally spent.
I can relate to foggy.
Right. And it's aimed at that desire to just feel like yourself again, but without all the mental gymnastics, the overthinking.
Okay. So how do they propose we do that? What's their solution?
It's called the Complete Emotional Alignment System. They frame it as a personal toolkit.
A toolkit.
Yeah, for navigating your emotions. And what's interesting, I think, is how they frame it. It's about working with your feelings, not fighting them.
Right, not just pushing them down or pretending they aren't there.
Exactly. And they make a point of saying it doesn't require, years of therapy or this constant struggle to just be positive all the time.
Okay, that is a different angle. So what's the foundation of this toolkit then? What's the core piece?
That would be the emotional scale for alignment. You can picture it like a detailed map of your emotions.
A map.
Yeah. It lists 39 different emotional states. And importantly, it groups them into 3 zones: expansive, neutral, and contractive.
39. Wow. That's specific. So it's not just like happy, sad, angry.
No, much more nuanced than that. The whole point isn't really to label emotions good or bad. It's more about helping you pinpoint exactly how you're feeling. Understand the subtle differences, and then learn how to move through them more easily. The idea is over time, as you get better at using this map, your sort of default emotional state, your set point, they call it, naturally starts to lift towards the more expansive end.
Okay, so you have the map, but how do you actually use it day to day, practically speaking?
Right, good question. That's where the Complete Emotional Scale Calibration Guide comes in.
Calibration guide.
Yeah. They describe it as really practical, something you can print out. And it's designed for gently aligning your emotions.
Gently aligning. I like that wording. Not fixing or analyzing.
Exactly. It's more like tuning, like tuning an instrument, bringing things back into balance, not forcing it.
So small adjustments, not a major overhaul necessarily.
That's the vibe, yeah. They talk about calibration as a skill, like a life skill you learn and keep using. It's not a one and done fix.
Okay, that makes sense. A continuous practice. Now, they mentioned an 8-step calibration process. Sounds very structured. Can you walk us through those steps? How do they connect to the scale?
Sure thing. These steps are basically the how-to for using the scale actively. Step one, pause and feel.
Simple enough.
Yeah, but powerful. Just stopping and asking yourself, okay, how am I actually feeling right now? It connects you straight away.
Okay, that moment of awareness. What's next?
Step two is name the emotion. That's where you use their scale to find the word, the state, that fits best from those 39 options.
Pinpointing it.
Right. Then step three is briefly define why. Just a quick, non-judgmental thought, what kind of triggered this feeling. Not deep analysis, just acknowledging the context. Then, super important, step four, accept where you are. They even give you a little mantra, I am where I am, and it's okay.
That acceptance piece feels key, stops you fighting it.
Definitely. Then step five is reach for relief, asking, what's just a slightly better feeling I could maybe aim for right now? Emphasis on slightly.
So no pressure to suddenly feel amazing.
Exactly. It's about manageable shifts, which leads to step six. Step and stabilize. Take that small mental step towards the better feeling and then just settle there for a moment. Let it sink in.
Okay.
Step seven is celebrate each shift. Like consciously notice any improvement, however tiny, and maybe even say yes internally. Reinforce the positive movement.
Acknowledging the progress.
Yeah. And finally, step eight, flow with the process. Just remember that emotions are energy. They move, they change. Let them flow naturally. Don't resist.
Wow, okay. It really does sound like a gentle step-by-step thing, focusing on small wins. I like that they say it aims for fast relief without pushing or ignoring feelings.
Exactly. It's about working with the flow, not forcing things or getting stuck thinking about it too much.
Right. So that's the core method. Now, this private coaching companion using AI. Tell me about that. How does AI fit in here?
Yeah, this is the modern twist. It's essentially a specialized AI prompt. You use it with something like ChatGPT or Gemini.
Oh, okay. So it's not their own separate AI program.
No, you use existing platforms. The idea is it gives you personalized guidance right when you need it for whatever you're going through. It helps with, like, getting clarity, finding acceptance, kind of mirrors their steps.
So it walks you through their process, but conversationally.
Pretty much, yeah. Helps you maybe pinpoint where you are on the scale or figure out how to apply the 8 steps to your specific situation. And they stress, you know, no extra subscription needed for this part. You just use the AI tools you might already have access to.
Got it. What about these high-impact, short, targeted emotional resets? Sounds like quick fixes.
Kinda, yeah. Think of them as like cheat sheets for specific feelings. There's a quick view version of the emotional scale itself.
Andy?
And then over 18 specific calibration guides for when you feel stuck or depressed, afraid, angry, lonely, overwhelmed. You get the idea.
So if you know you're feeling, say, frustrated, you can grab a mini guide just for that.
Exactly. A quick focused resource to apply their method right then and there.
Okay. Now let's talk bonuses. They mentioned these exclusive pre-launch bonuses. Sounds like they're trying to sweeten the deal for early birds.
They definitely are. First up, soothing, stabilizing, or energizing reading meditations.
Reading meditations. How does that work?
They describe them as gently guided audio things you can use anywhere. They mix visual focus, breathing, mood boosts, and their calibration techniques. They say new ones get added weekly. They put a $104 value on that.
Interesting. Purposeful scrolling, they call it. What else is in the bonus pack?
Second bonus, full access to the premium member area. This sounds like their main online hub.
Okay.
It's got interactive web apps for emotional check-ins, journaling prompts linked to the scale, even calibration games, tracking tools, goal setting, right. Stuff designed to feel good to use, they say.
So a more in-depth digital experience.
Mm-hmm.
And the third bonus.
Access to their community emotional alignment forum.
Ah, the community aspect.
Right. A place to connect with other users, get support, share experiences. And they mentioned private Q&A sessions with experts, including the system's creator. They value this part at $397.
So tools, tracking, and community support. And this is all lifetime access if you get in during the pre-launch.
That's the big draw, yeah. Lifetime access, no extra cost later for these bonuses for those early members.
They also give an example, a sort of walkthrough of using the toolkit. Can you quickly sketch that out for us?
Sure. The scenario is basically you're having a rough day, feeling irritable, maybe a bit down.
We've all been there.
Right. So first, you'd maybe check the emotional scale, pinpoint the feeling maybe it's frustrated or discouraged. Then you could use the interactive 8-step process. Or maybe you use the AI prompt for some specific guidance.
Oh, yeah?
Or if you want something gentler, you might listen to one of those reading meditations. Longer term, you could use the dashboard to track how you're shifting or connect in the forum.
So lots of options depending on the moment.
Exactly. It emphasizes flexibility. And the goal isn't this constant state of bliss, but more about reclaiming your steadiness, getting back to an even keel.
Steadiness, yeah, that feels more achievable than just happiness all the time. Now, they make some pretty bold claims on the site. Statistics.
Yeah.
What stands out?
Well, the big one is this 99% success rate. They claim users feel some emotional relief within minutes.
99%, that's high.
It is. Very high. You definitely want to know more about how they measured that, what relief means in this context.
For sure. What else?
They also talk a lot about the 8 powerful steps and having 60-plus support resources. And they position the whole thing as one intuitive framework that becomes like second nature over time.
Okay. Context needed for the 99%, but the other points highlight the structure and resources. Let's talk brass tacks, pricing, and launch date.
Okay. Official launch is set for July 4, CN1D25.
Right.
After that, the plan is an annual subscription. $524 a year. But right now, the pre-launch deal is $197 USD, one-time payment.
One time.
Yeah, for lifetime access. Includes all future updates, but it's limited only for the first 100 members. No ongoing subscription for those folks.
Wow, okay, that's a significant difference.
Yeah.
Lifetime versus annual. For early adopters, now, you know, listeners will have questions. They have an FAQ section, right? Let's hit some key ones.
Definitely. Like, do you need to be super self-aware already to use it? They say no. Just feeling off is enough to start.
Okay, accessible then.
And they're clear about what it isn't. It's not therapy, not deep analysis, not just positive thinking. It's a supportive balancing process.
That distinction is useful. What about tech skills? Do you need to be a computer whiz?
They say no. The main stuff is printable. The AI part is just copy-paste. The online area is designed to be user-friendly.
Good. Who's it actually for?
Anyone who wants to feel better, basically. Whether you're feeling really low or just a bit blah, it's meant to help you shift upwards, emotionally speaking.
And how much time does it take?
It varies. Could be just minutes for a quick check-in or a reset, or longer if you're journaling or using the forum. It's flexible. Short bursts can help, they suggest.
Okay. And refunds. How do you get access?
Right. Because it's digital, their policy is generally no refunds, all sales final. But during this pre-launch, they have a risk-free transfer. If it's not for you within 30 days, you can give your membership to someone else.
Interesting option. And access.
Instant after you buy. You get a login for their website. It works like a web app, they say. You can even put a shortcut on your phone. No separate app to download.
Mm-hmm.
And they do suggest trying their free quick start stuff first to get a feel for it before buying.
Good that they offer a taster, given the no refund policy. Okay, nearly there. Intellectual property and the disclaimer, important stuff.
Absolutely. They state clearly the system, the scale, the 8 steps, it's all their copyrighted and trademarked material. Original educational stuff for personal use only.
So no sharing or reselling.
Right. And the big disclaimer. This supports well-being, but it is not a substitute for professional help. If you have serious mental health concerns, see a qualified professional. That's crucial.
Very important clarification. And quickly, the terms and conditions highlights.
Digital download, delivered by email after payment via PayPal or Woo Payments. Reiteration of all sales final, except for that pre-launch transfer option. And reinforcing the don't share, redistribute, or modify rules.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. Our deep dive into the feel better faster, the emotional scale for alignment. What's the takeaway?
Well, it looks like a pretty structured system, but also adaptable. It gives you this defined map, the scale, and a clear process, the 8 steps for working with your emotions, plus all these extra tools like the AI, the resets, the community.
Yeah.
The core idea seems to be about making it simple, easy to use, and working with your feelings, not against them.
And that pre-launch offer definitely stands out. Lifetime access plus bonuses for a one-off fee for the first 100 people. That's a clear point of interest if this approach resonates.
For sure. It bypasses the whole subscription model if you get in early. Access to everything current and future.
Right. So here's something to think about, a final thought for you listening. Considering everything we've unpacked, this focus on understanding, accepting, and gently shifting your emotions using these different tools. How might using a structured framework like this actually change your day-to-day relationship with your own feelings? Or maybe thinking about that lifetime access offer, what specific part of your emotional well-being would you be most curious to explore or work on using this kind of guided system?
Good questions to ponder.
Definitely something to mull over. Thanks for diving deep with us today.